Good evening, people of the world. It's Janet. Damn it. Hello. So I'm going to record a little piece of writing that I just produced for an individual who is a massive inspiration to millions and who I am deeply enamored of. In a non-romantic, non-sexual way. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. And I posted this piece of writing on said individual's social media, to which another fan responded to me the words, "What in the actual living fuck?" Which I thought was a highly appropriate reaction considering the, difference of the post that I put up. Anyway, here goes. This is what I wrote and what happened. About 4 days ago, I woke up realizing I dreamt that you and I were engaged to be married. In this manifestation of wishes while I slept, even within the dream, I was fairly perplexed. My dream self knowing you to be gay. But for whatever reason, my guess, because drugs, it didn't matter to me and remains of little consequence to the world residing in mind only. We lived in the middle of an eerie, magical lake, where on the banks and shores our evil, conniving family members sought to destroy our foggy water palace. Those massive dicks. One was your own brother, who I was in fierce battle against. Remember, this is a dream. Upon waking, I was melancholy for a good 48 hours after realizing that it wasn't reality after all. But here's the tea. For several decades, many of the dreams I'm able to recall through a haze of substance, disassociation, and straight-up lunacy have been harbingers of events that reach fruition. In plain terms, they have, do, and continue to come true. When living in LA as an actor in the early 2000s, I accurately dreamt, thereby predicting, nearly 6 earthquakes anywhere between 8 to 36 hours prior to their occurring. I have accurately dreamt and foretold the birth of 2 children born to a friend, as well as that of her celebrity brother, whose child was born last month, I believe. So I'm not saying you and I will wed someday, nor do I want a gypsy wedding frock, my darling doll baby. I'm just telling you that mystical happenings have and do continue to be a very real part of the minutiae existence I try to float above so as to retain a modicum of cerebral comfort in day-to-day life. You are, have always been, and will remain my one true gay love. If only you knew what a path poured of shaky pavers and fickle favors the space I hold for you remains, faithfully yours eternally. I hope you enjoyed this story, none of which is untrue. Life undeniably far more odd than art could wish to depict. Thank you. The dream happened, and sometimes the dreams come true. We'll have to wait and see what happens with this one. Good night, y'all. Have a beautiful weekend. Love, light. Take care of yourselves and each other.